This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, it's our fourth and final Neo Psych November show. This week's focus is all about the stripped backside of the Neo Psych sound, starting out with a favourite from Moon Duo. Opening this show was Moon Duo, proving they can create perfect neo-psych sounds across the full range of the genre, with their track Lost Heads. When you compare that to their track Sleepwalker, which I played on last week's show, you'll see what I mean. A reminder of our neo-psych November shows, we began with an introduction to the genre in week 1, then looked at a selective history, with a special focus on the Brian Jonestown Massacre in week 2. This week, the final of the two sides of the genre is defined by this quote. Psych rock generally takes one of two paths to derangement, intricate sensory overload or brutally stripped and repetitive sensory deprivation. Here's another example of the sensory deprivation neo-psych sound. This is another band that I played last week, truly showing off their range. It's a cymbal head in sunburst sound. This comes from their 2007 record Incranoplan, which opens with a Black Sabbath-like title track, and then closes with this beautiful celestial track, Gemini 9. Assemble Head and Sunburst Sound, with a song named after the first manned mission of the Gemini program, Gemini 9. Next up, it's got to be a track from my favourite band of this side of the genre. Last week I introduced Ripley Johnson and his three excellent psych rock bands, Moon Duo, Wooden Ships and Rose City Band. I explain the three further on episode 172 of A Sonic Youth. Rose City Band, the most recent project, brings in the sunny Backports country sound into psych rock, the brilliance of which largely lays in the to and fro between Johnson's guitar noodling and pedal steeler Barry Walker Jr. My favourite record is 2020's Summerlong. That's such a beautiful record. If you only check out one track from it, make sure it's track 7, Wee Hours. They also released a record early this year, Sol y Sombra, which is also great. My favourite track is Radio Song. But my very favourite Rose City Band track comes from their 2019 self-titled debut record. Here's a section of the shimmering Rivers of Mind. This is a Sonic Youth on week 4 of Neo Psych November, and that was a Rose City Band with the Rivers of Mind. Next up, let's turn up the volume a bit and hear a section of a track by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Over their 20 studio albums, BJM have brought in a number of different sounds and merged them with their jangly Neo Psych. One such example is this track from 2017's Don't Get Lost, which brings in these industrial sounds in a song which is definitely repetitive psychedelia. Here's Throbbing Gristle. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was the Brian Jonestown Massacre and Throbbing Gristle. Another of my absolute favourite tracks, which I think fits under this week's Sonic label, is a song by Rivulets. Rivulets is a project by Nathan Amundsen. He brings in Americana sounds into a somewhat jangly and certainly stripped back and repetitive track on his 2014 album I Remember Everything. The song's called Ride On Melina, and it's an epic tribute to the late great alt country and Americana genius Jason Molina of Song to Hire and Magnolia Electric Dome.
Coming on.
That was a section of the magnificent Rivulets track Ride on Melina. To close off the show, and to end Neo Psych November, here's a track by the band that started us off on week one, and my favourite Neo Psych band, Psychic Ills. A lot of Psychic Ills songs definitely fit under the stripped and repetitive sensory deprivation label, especially on my favourite Neo Psych album, Inner Journey Out. The final half dozen tracks on that record pretty definitively sum up the sound. But here's one from an earlier album, One Track Mind. While the album closes with probably the heaviest track on the record, and one of the best, Drop Out, the track that comes before it really feels like it should be the album's closer. Western Metaphor is just one guitar riff, but with a majestic and distant, slow motion and reverb soaked guitar solo. So it will see us off this week. I hope you enjoyed this foray into one of modern indie rock's most beautiful and expansive genres. Regular programming, as they say, returns next week. However, I may have some unfinished business, so there may be a few extra tracks to play. Look out for a social media post on Neo Psych November. I'll link in my wider Neo Psych Spotify playlist if you want to dig deeper. To quote The Hold Steady, thanks for listening and thanks for understanding, and here's Psychic Ills with Western Metaphor. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.